Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them and they follow me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests, could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath, the priests serving in temple while the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. Even if what this meant, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. Jesus, in this simple situation, he announced that he is the Lord of Sabbath. Of course, the Pharisees and the people couldn't accept or couldn't understand what he meant. But Jesus, on this occasion, apart from confirming his position, but is telling us the rule, what is quote from Hosea, the prophet Hosea, the word, chapter 6, verse 6. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. Sacrifice is important because we do homage to our Lord. On the other hand, charity towards our neighbor, also very important. Jesus come on earth to show us that the biggest love is for human being. He sacrificed himself, his life, for the life of human. For Jesus' teaching, mutual love is the biggest law in his heart. Even he promised, "When two or three are united in his name, I am in your midst." That means when we are loving one another, he is present. We form the temple of God. Where there is no love, even sacrifice, doesn't mean anything. Because sacrifice means love. Not just appearance of doing something without the heart. And Jesus expects us to share more our love for neighbor. This is our sacrifice. It's not easy at times. Easy to go to the church and say prayer rather than say sorry to your friend that who offended you. Or make friends with those you don't like. This is a challenge. We ask Jesus to give us this grace, overcome our human egoism, and to say and express our love towards all those people that we do not like or they don't like us. We ask this special grace.